I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. At the Grunewald Gallery, a new exhibit called Remembering and Forgetting opens on Friday the 11th, continues through November 20th. It's a chance to see the work of 15 area artists and to hear them talk about it a little bit. We've asked three of the artists to come in and tell us who they are, what we might see by them, and how their work fits into the theme. Karen Baldner is our first guest.
I teach at Heron School of Art and Design. The work that will be in the exhibit is called Rubble Quilt Berlin. The rubble hills were constructed in German cities after World War II to get rid of the debris from the war. The rubble hills have the remains of the previous city underneath them. Each moment where in the quilt the panels come together represents one rubble hill and is identified as such with its details, like how many cubic feet of rubble are hidden underneath that hill. The generations that now walk there and play there have no idea what's underneath their feet. My quilt is beautiful from far away, but when you go closer, you see that human hair is involved in it. The quilt itself is made of the map of Berlin. It's specifically Berlin because my family comes from there. The strange fluctuating sense of memory and also wanting to forget is a theme for me in my own work.
Sean Sterowitz is the assistant director for the arts for the city of Bloomington and a community-based artist.
For the Remembering and Forgetting show, I have a piece that's called Monument to Fallen Monuments. It's a recontextualized monument that's kind of up for debate right now in the city of Louisville. It's known as the Castleman sculpture. Castleman was a super controversial figure, was a segregationist, a total racist, and a Confederate officer. Most of the land that he owned in the city of Louisville became what is Cherokee Park, Shawnee Park, and Iroquois Park. The monument was erected in 1915, which is kind of the tail end of kind of the Lost Cause and Jim Crow era of putting up Confederate racist monuments. The piece is kind of interesting because it's not of him as a Confederate officer, so that's why it's been contested, is that it's considered an art object. What's really interesting about the piece is the horse itself is exquisitely rendered. The piece itself is just as the rendering of the horse turned upside down. I should note that the piece was censored and was removed within 24 hours of being put up. First showing of the piece publicly. The piece is really about how do we come to terms with the atrocities that we've inherited from previous generations, and then what are the opportunities for us as artists to recontextualize space, recontextualize these traumas that we've inherited, and possibly give some new life.
Sean Sterowitz, one of the artists who's exhibiting at the Grunewald Gallery in Remembering and Forgetting. Morgan Stevenson, a current candidate for an MFA in Fine Arts and Photography, is at the Ashkenazi School of Art, Architecture, and Design.
My work is about the expectations that are placed on young Southern women and how those expectations have been passed down through multiple generations of women in the South that I've been working on for about 3 years now. I'll have two separate pieces. One is called Matrimony and the other is called Fetal. I photograph my work in the studio using clothing that was passed down from family members and also other Southern women who contributed clothing to my project. I perform in the studio wearing the clothing and my body can be seen struggling in the clothing. I'm wearing it, taking it off. Then I digitally manipulate them in post, creating unrecognizable shapes and contorted body forms. I'm really interested in how the oppression of women goes through a cycle of remembering and forgetting through different generations of women and how they affected the women in my family and how it's been passed down to me. And eventually it'll be forgotten again, but also remembered later on with new women in today's society.
Morgan Stevenson, Sean Sterowitz, and also Karen Baldner are guests. They'll be exhibiting at Remembering and Forgetting. It's at the Grunewald Gallery, part of the Themester at Indiana University. Opens on October 11th and continues through November 20th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.